Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. How long has it been since you've been into a public school? You know, I know there's sporting events and choir performances and things like that. But how long has it been since you got there and observed the working of our public schools today? I don't know that there's many opportunities to do that, but in Billings, Montana, and elsewhere in our area, the Billings Public Schools Education Foundation is doing something called Educator for a Day. And what does that mean? And what comes from that? I think there's probably a lot of good in that. And it might be something that you can pick up in your community as well. We're going to talk with Director Kelly McCandless today about what their Educator for a Day program has meant. They've been doing it for a number of years as well. So education on the docket. It's a pleasure to welcome the Executive Director of the Education Foundation for Billings Public Schools, Kelly McCandless, to join us here today to talk about education overall, but this Educator for a Day program, which, Kelly, good morning. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate that. I'll tell everybody it was kind of late notice, too, and so thanks for popping on here. And I saw this from a colleague, Jennifer Jacobson, here at Northern Broadcasting System, sent this about this foundation. And I automatically, Kelly, thought, wow, what is this? This sounds like a great way for the public to reengage, not just with the sporting or the choir events or the ancillary things, but right on the inside of what's going on in today's public schools. Tell me about this program.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on, and I appreciate the interest. This is such a valuable program. And, you know, our Education Foundation, we do a variety of work for our public schools. We can talk about that later. But one of the most important roles that we play is connecting our community to our public schools. And, you know, even if you're a parent and, you know, you're dropping your kids off at school, or like you said, going to games or choir or band or, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't mean that you're connected to what is actually happening in the building to keep that school functioning day in and day out. And that has changed dramatically from when I was a kid. I think even over the last couple of years, it's changed dramatically. And so our goal with this event is to give people an opportunity to get into the school building, to spend an hour, hour and a half, touring, and every school does it a little bit different, but the principal might give you a tour. You might have some student leaders who are walking you through the building. You'll spend time in classrooms. And it's an opportunity to ask questions, to see what it's like, to try and get a school day to function at all levels of education, from, you know, the littlest to our graduating kiddos. It's quite the undertaking to get a school day to function smoothly.
You know, what is there, 1,700 kids in the school system? 17,000?
In Billings, there's, wow. Yes. There's about 16,500 kids in our schools here in Billings, okay, in our public school system.
Well, big responsibility. You kind of talked a little bit about what this is, and then you have a theme. I'll get to that. But what are some of those takeaways? You guys have been doing this for maybe since 08 or 2010, and to your knowledge, as we chatted just briefly, it's not happening around the state in other areas, and that surprises me because I think this looks like a good way to get the public engaged in that regard. What's their takeaway from some of these things?
Yeah, so the event, it's a little bit of a commitment. It's a half-day event, and so you spend the first hour and a half or so in a school, like I talked about, and then you come and join us, and we provide lunch, and then we focus on some kind of information in the schools. In years past, we've worked on, we've had insights into career and technical education. I remember one time we actually had a student who was in a backhoe, take a break from work. That was his class for the day, and he called in to be talking with us about what it was like to be able to actually work and be exploring his career as part of his school day. So every year we focus on something different to spotlight in the district. This year, based on requests from our attendees last year, we're really focusing in on what it's like to be a school principal. So we'll have an opportunity after the tours to, while you're eating your lunch, we'll have some questions to a panel of some principals at all levels of education talking about what their day looks like. I mean, one of the things that spurred this is last year we had a group of people go to a school to meet with the principal, and they couldn't meet with them because the principal had to jump in and be the crosswalk guard that morning. You don't think about the things that have to be covered when something falls out of the system to make it work. So we are just going to get an opportunity to walk in the shoes of our principals and our staff. And then we're going to do some lightning rounds where people can go from table to table and talk with our principals, see what it's like from different areas of town, different levels of education, and different levels of experience and approaches to leading a school. It should be a really interesting way to get a feel for what's happening in our schools right now.
Have you been able to attract a diverse audience for this? I mean, now there are folks who will focus in on education, and that seems to be a specialty, so to speak. But I think the idea is to, get other industries, more community engagement involved here, too. How has the diversity been for this program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our focus for this event, the attendees, is really to get a good cross-section of community. We say community leaders, community partners, people in the community who, there's not a single industry or person who's not affected by the education system in a community.
Yeah.
The way we educate our children has direct effect on the success of our communities from an economic perspective as well as from a community good perspective. And so we really work to recruit people, anyone who's interested in education. It's a little difficult because it takes a minute to explain this event to people. You have to really understand why it's worth your time to come spend, 4 hours or so digging into education for a day. But I attended this event long before I was ever employed by the foundation. And what I tell people all the time is if you've attended once, it's absolutely something you should do every year because you can go to different schools and every single school is going to be different. Even a few years into my tenure here at the foundation, I thought, gosh, I don't need to go. I've been to all the schools. I spend time in all the schools all the time. But then I decided to go join a group anyway. And lo and behold, I was, foot in my mouth. I was learning things that I hadn't ever seen before based on the valuable discussions that were taking place with great question and answer.
Let's turn that around. So, what do educators learn from this? What do educators learn from this experience?
Yes, thank you. That's another great question. One of the things that educators learn is that their community is behind them. It can be a really difficult profession at times because they're in those buildings trying to do the absolute best that they can for our students. And there's a whole lot of things that affect what that looks like day in and day out. And I think it can be pretty isolating at times, just trying to look out for our students and make sure you're serving them. And so when our community shows up interested, ready to learn, and oftentimes these attendees want to contribute in some way, whether it's, volunteering in the school, contributing to the food pantries in our buildings, is it supporting an event or a need in the school? Can they provide some of their business expertise that might help either with students or some educator training? There's tons of opportunities for that learning to go both way, and the networking is tremendously valuable.
You've been serving as the executive director for the Education Foundation for Billings Public Schools for a number of years now, and we talked about, starting this, and we'll ask some of these broader questions, too, as you talked about how school seems to have changed dramatically, and I think we can see that as well, just a lot more concerns maybe than when we were growing up. But you have some business background, as you served on the Billings Chamber of Commerce as well. Let's kind of fold that into this discussion here. Are businesses engaging in this Educator for a Day program in good numbers and in the right way?
Yeah, that's another great question. We have room for more to sign up. I can say that confidently.
Okay. Yeah.
So we would welcome additional people to join us. And to go back a little bit, and when I was with the Billings Chamber of Commerce for about 14 years, and toward the end of my career there, I was really focused on workforce development and the impact of childcare and public education on the economy, which is part of what led me to this position. There's just such a direct connection to what we're doing with our students and the way that, like I spoke about a few minutes ago, the way that's going to really create community. And so this event, along with so many other things that we do, I just believe in so much. It's critical for people to understand, whether you have kids in the schools or not, whether you, you love everything about the building your kids are in, or you love everything about the school system. It's a big system. There's lots of moving parts, and we all play a role in finding ways to make it better. And so I think we all have an interest, and that's why this event's so important, and we hope to continue growing it so that more and more people will attend.
It seems like our educators and our administrators have had more and more things added to their plate, which is not always necessarily education, but some people feel that those things are necessary for good and strong education. Your theme this year is Under Pressure, the Evolution of the School Principal. I think that's one person who has had so much to adopt and adapt to over the past few years. Talk about this theme. Talk about what you hope comes from this, and maybe, tell us what makes a good school principal. What is good evolution for a school principal?
Yeah. So, as a kid, I don't know that I remember quite too much about the principals in my building. But today, when you walk into a school, your principal is everywhere. They're at the front desk. They're showing up in classrooms. They're working with students who, might need a little extra attention for whatever reason that might be. They are, they're connecting with the students. They're connecting with the staff. They are really expected to be in so many places at once, while also being the direct liaisons to what the district administration is expecting in their buildings. And so there's all of these different points where they're getting pulled, and they need to be serving their schools. And so I think, instead of just sort of, walking in each day and knowing kind of what you need to work on, I don't know that there's a principal who can say that they walk in and their day goes exactly as they expected, because kids are not predictable. So whether it's, out getting kids off a late bus, or making sure the kiddo who's having a meltdown in school isn't distracting all of his other classmates or her other classmates. I mean, there's just so many things that they're working to address to keep the school functioning. What makes a good principal, in my opinion, and I should be very clear that I don't have a background as an educator. So this is just my perspective that, I see the greatest principals are the ones who, they know the kids, they're connecting with those students, they're calm, they're patient, they're positive, and they make their staff and their students and the families of those schools feel safe when they walk in the building. They know that they're a person who wants to support success, and that's really what I think they're all trying to do, is just create success as best they can for everyone in their building.
Yeah, and I feel that's appropriate. They are under pressure, but also the student body, the students themselves seem to be under more pressure nowadays, and that shows up in many different ways, which does have an effect on education in a puritanical sense. This is going to happen on February 12th in the Billings area, and we'll talk about maybe how others can cross the state and get information on it, but some of those things that you had said is how things have changed dramatically since maybe we were kids. Let's address those as we come on back with more. Kelly McCandless is with us, Executive Director of the Education Foundation for Billings Public Schools, EFBPS.org. So you want to step into a local school there. I'm sure you're probably there to pay your kids' library fines. Do you connect with the principals and with the students and the staff in any kind of meaningful way there? We're talking about an opportunity that does allow that. It's the Educator for a Day program. Think there's not many across the state that are doing programs like this. I would encourage you to look into this if you're thinking about ways to increase that public engagement and that industry engagement in your public schools. I'm sure Kelly would be happy to tell you about what they've done for a number of years, over a decade here, the Educator for a Day program. Kelly McCandless is the executive director of the Education Foundation for Billings Public Schools. Kelly, I appreciate you coming on here today and chatting about this. Education is so vital for us, but it's gotten complicated. We've done a lot of discussions on it. I like school choice. I don't think every kid learns the same. I think we have overloaded our educators and our administrators with, in my mind, social experiments that don't necessarily help overall. They belong somewhere else outside of our reading, writing, and arithmetic. I mean, there's just been a lot of focuses on different things. You hit that earlier when you said things have changed dramatically. Go into that. What has changed? Why is it dramatic?
Yeah, you know, you really brought up a really important point, and that's the fact that the schools now, the public schools, are really serving so many more roles for students than just education. I mean, one of the largest programs that we run as a foundation is our food insecurity program. We make sure that students who don't have enough to eat when they leave school for the day, if they rely on the school for their food, we make sure they have enough to eat on the evenings and weekends. We have over 1,600 kids relying on us in Billings Public Schools every single week to make sure they have enough to eat outside of school. And this is not, I mean, these are kids who really, really need it. And it's shocking to me because, you know, if you think about how you feel when you're hungry, I mean, you're an adult. And if I, speaking for myself, if I'm at work and I haven't eaten since the night before, I'm not going to be doing my best work or be the most pleasant person to be around in my office. The same goes for kids. And so what's happening in the school buildings, right, wrong, or indifferent, is that we are having to help students meet their basic needs. Because if we don't do that, they will not be able to learn in the classroom. And not only will that individual student not be able to learn, but they will likely be distracting their classmates. And so much of what happens in the school buildings today is making sure students have enough to eat, making sure that they learn or are learning how to emotionally regulate so that when something doesn't go their way academically or with a friend or whatever it is, that they are learning how to react appropriately. And maybe these things should be happening somewhere else, but the fact is that they're not. And then these kids are in school and you've got a whole building of adults who they could either ignore it or they can address it. And ignoring it just hurts all the other students too. So that's one of the greatest shifts, I think, in our education system, is that it's not just about reading, writing, and arithmetic anymore. We're producing the graduate profile for the school district is, you know, trying to produce kids who are really well-rounded humans. And when their basic needs aren't met, we can't expect that the education part will fall into place.
Well, and I know that there's a worthwhile discussion about what are the appropriate roles for our education. But I know that there are some who can't look at engaging in that discussion because what you see is 1,600 kids not having food at home, how that affects their education, those basic needs. I'm going to stay away from that because we don't have time to go into that right now. And I think that's an honest discussion that we got to have, like I say, because nothing is perfect or there's a lot of things that can be made better. Why the foundation? What can the foundation do to help in that pure educational sense?
Yeah, so the foundation, I think, is really important for people to know that we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We are not publicly funded. We don't receive any tax dollars that go toward education. So that's a really important differentiator. We exist to do what we can to fill gaps that exist in Billings Public Schools. And there's a lot of gaps that exist there, right? Whether it's, you know, school funding issues or technology needs or, you know, sometimes adding the extras that might make education really memorable and rich for the students that are experiencing it. So we leverage private donors, private sponsors, private grants to raise money to invest in the things that are going to fuel student achievement by investing in the entire educational experience. We do that by funding classrooms, by making sure that there's books for every kid who would like to read and build a home library, making sure that, you know, when we do those things, kids are more likely to read on grade level. And when they're reading on grade level, they're more likely to progress successfully through school and become, you know, successful members of society. So we are looking at all of the areas where we can leverage. It might be a small amount and it might be a big amount, but where can we put money and resources to really move the needle and make the education experience as good as it can be for our students and the teachers who are doing the hard work?
This is a question that I should have saved more time for, but I've got to ask. Social media to me has been nothing but a scourge for in our education system. Public safety, mental health, there was an incident of a teacher being harmed by a student. It was a stabbing in a Billings school here recently. Address that. Address, because that's something that has changed as well, where our parents don't necessarily feel our kids are safe at school.
Yeah, safety is a really complex issue. It's also an expensive issue to really address some of the biggest concerns in our schools. I mean, the Billings Public School System asked for money for a safety levy a little over a year ago, and it was not voted for by the school district. And, you know, it's you can't just create, you know, these items without the financial backing for them. So there's a lot to unpack in this question.
I know. Right, I didn't give you enough time.
But it's complex. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, our schools have made a lot of really positive moves in terms of being very intentional about cell phone access in schools, making sure that during the school day, they're doing what they can to make sure that kids are focused and in the buildings and doing what they need to do. Is it a perfect system? I mean, I would challenge you to find a perfect system anywhere in the in the world, right? But I think the things that we see is what is it that Mr. Rogers said? When you see the hard things, look for the helpers. There's a lot of people who are showing up, and the foundation has a lot of people who show up through us to make a difference in these schools, right? Whether it's writing a check or, you know, Stockman Bank has been our title sponsor for Educator for a Day for years, and they see the value in creating a connection for the community to come learn how they can make a difference. We can sit and talk about it all day, but a lot of times the action is what's needed. And so when it comes time to invest in safety or to upgrade something in our schools, our hope is that this event has created a pathway for communication where people can ask the questions so they can make educated decisions.
Kelly, I got the clock on the wall here. I want to just say thank you again. This does highlight the challenges that our educators are facing and our students as well. It is the Educator for a Day. Find out more. That's Kelly McCandless, Executive Director of the Billings or the Education Foundation for Billings Public Schools.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.